Daddy, Marky's dead. The impact of these words from Carly, my 16-year-old daughter, nearly stopped my heart. As life seemed to drain from my body, I gasped for a breath. All I could say was a whispered, "No, no, oh God, no."
Chapter 5.
How to deal with a difficult boss and still keep your job. Some bosses are wonderful to work for. While they may expect you to work hard, they also make reasonable expectations. They give you the freedom to find a balance between work and your personal life. Others, however, are overbearing, demanding,
actually,
and
although she had called me, I felt like I was interrupting her dinner. But like any other annoying customer, I pressed ahead. I told her I was looking at a foreclosure property online and was trying to locate the listing agent to get some information.
The devil and the
duck.
She
admitted she didn't know.
There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. He was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it.
Shh,
he was shocked.
I think I hear someone.
Michael doesn't respond, at least not loud enough to hear.
Mike, stop,
she says, and giggles.
I mean it. I think someone's coming.
I hope so, his 16-year-old son mumbles. And Jack's about to freak. Suddenly, the drinking seems like the last of his concerns.
Berg rounds one such curve and sees what looks like a bale of hay just 30 feet in front of him. He has time only to turn around and scream, "Bear!" before the grizzly closes the space between them, rises on its hind legs, towering 7 feet tall and weighing about 500 pounds, lunges and flattens him.